We told you last week that USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida had an archaeologist on staff. And Dr. Shannon Dunn talks about how some of her work is with the Seminole tribe and other tribes in the state to help them identify cultural sites.
We do work with them on reservation, and we want to make sure there that we actually have to comply with a different section of the National Historic Preservation Act, that's Section 110. And we also work with the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs, to make sure that all of our programs and practices on reservation are in compliance with a variety of different legislation. And the Seminole Tribe of Florida actually has a Tribal Historic Preservation Office in which they have a lot of archaeologists of their own who are specialists in Seminole tribal history and archaeological sites. And I'm able to work with them to coordinate our efforts to make sure that our efforts on reservation and consider tribal properties as well as prehistoric properties, and that we agree on everything, you know, all of their assessments and evaluations of all of these sites. But we've got a great working relationship with them, and we're working a little bit more and more with the Miccosukee. And we also coordinate with both tribes, actually, for projects off-reservation as well. When we consult, when we do have impacts to cultural resources not on the reservation, we consult with the State Historic Preservation Office, and we also consult with both tribes to make sure that our assessment of archaeological sites is in agreement with their assessment of archaeological sites, because there may be some sites that they find to be of particular religious significance to them that I would have no idea of knowing unless they share that information with me. So we make sure that we consult with them when we have projects that may impact sites of importance to them.
Florida NRCS has to check for any cultural resources on lands before contracting for an easement to do any type of work that would disturb burial grounds and so forth. To learn more, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.